the way, malice has nothing to do with this show. Nothing to do with this show, although that was his ass in that video. But nothing else. That is the only time Michael Malice will appear on this show. Welcome to Nightshade, episode something, 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 filmed in front of a live studio audience. And by that, I mean three people who have been drinking with me since breakfast, because we're not gay, or we'd be in the DNC. All right, that's a segue. Speaking of the segue, you know, it's what I'll be getting around in 3 weeks, because everything is breaking on me, everything except my liver. That's swollen. It's too big to break. The bigger something gets, my uncle told me this once, and it was a secret till now, the bigger something gets, the harder it is to break. And I tried breaking that thing. He broke it all. All right, hold on. Politics, politics, politics. Does anyone get that? Does anyone get that reference? What movie?
Eddie Murphy?
No. No. This was a white guy. It was Don DeLuise in History of the World when he was a stand-up philosopher. And he goes, you're dying. Politics, politics. Let's talk about it.
Hercules.
Yes, yes. No, again, that's, I think that's, what is that movie? Filbert or whatever. All right, the Democratic debate. There was one last night, right? There was one last night. I didn't see it because I was watching Duke not give a fuck about my money. All you have to do is lose to the Wolf Pack by less than 15. No! Michael Bloomberg, the knives are out for Michael Bloomberg as he joined his fellow candidates on the Democratic debate stage last night in Las Vegas. Who the fuck goes to Las Vegas to watch a debate? Are you insane? You could be watching Showgirls fuck a donkey. Instead, you're watching a fucking donkey in Elizabeth Warren. I'm going to Vegas to watch the debate. Die! Why didn't you stay home, save the airfare, and suck a dick right here? Why? At the Democratic debate stage last night in Las Vegas, the sexy Elizabeth Warren opened the debate last night with this. Do we have the clip? Do we have a clip? Let's go to the clip.
A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
That's my guy.
And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg. Democrats are not going to win if we have a nominee
Stop
who
right
has
there.
A history
Save your breath.
Of hiding his tax returns, of harassing women, and of supporting racist policies like redlining and stop and frisk. Look, I'll support whoever the Democratic nominee is, but understand this. Democrats take a huge risk if we just substitute one arrogant billionaire for another. This country has worked for the rich
Look at him
for
standing
a long
there like he's going to get hit with a pie.
Everyone else in the dirt. It is time to have a president
Did you hear it? Someone
who
said,
will be on the side of working families
said,
and be willing
favorite. They're like, well, he wasn't sure he was going to be on the debate till like 2 days before when he got enough votes, you know, like the 5% or whatever to get on it. Wouldn't you prepare? Wouldn't you like be ready? Didn't he's like, ah, you know what? I'm not on yet. If I get in the next 24 hours, I'll just show up and wing it. So she goes, I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads, usually drunk at night at 3 a.m. That's when I call a fat broad. Hey, your husband asleep yet? He's not going to fuck you. I have a pie. And horse face lesbians, right to his left. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about blah, blah, blah. She said she's from, okay. Then she went on to say that, and this is funnier than anything I could possibly say, not that I won't try. Democrats are not going to win if we have a nominee who has a history of hiding his tax returns, harassing women, and supporting racist policies. Do we have a picture of the last guy that did that? Do we have a picture of the last guy that did that? Let's see if we can get a picture of the last guy that did that. Do we have a picture? Yeah, that guy. That's the guy. That's the guy who doesn't want you to see his tax returns. He harasses women, grabs them by the pussy. He supports racist policies like putting walls up between us and Mexicans. And I think he had no problem with the stop and frisk. And here's the thing. So then they go on. Did you see this? And they're like, well, I want to know what all those non-disclosures were about. And Bloomberg stammers. And I would still vote. He goes, well, they were just people that didn't like my jokes. That's what he said. People that didn't like my jokes. They were mostly women who didn't like his jokes. You know, jokes like, hey, how many dumb cunts does it take to get me a coffee that should have been on my desk when I got here, you dizzy bitch? Or, hey, what has two thumbs and loves blowjobs? Oh, wait, I got that wrong. It's what has two bags each containing $200 billion and likes blowjobs. Yeah, bitch, it's still me. Seriously, blow me. Suck it. I'll pay you a shit ton of money later to seal those lips. Are you kidding me? No one cares. And as for the stop and frisk that they're against, you Dems really have to let that one go. Senator Bernie Sanders hit on the record saying Mr. Bloomberg, although he says it like an angry Jew who like should be on a cover of fucking Booberry, Mr. Bloomberg had policies in New York City of stop and frisk, which went after African-American criminals and Latino people, lazy criminals, in an outrageous way. That is not a way you're going to grow voter turnout. He said, this is what gets me about Democrats. They think we're all stupid. Voter turnout. Do you think anyone that was stop and frisked is turning out to vote? No. The reason stop and frisk works so long because it worked, unlike the people who were the victims of it most often, people who do not work. The good news is that under Trump, more of them are working than ever before. But I can tell you what most of those people still don't do. They don't vote. So keep bitching about how these poor people were affected. But believe me, none of them are voters in New Hampshire, Nevada, or any fucking where else. And if anything, you Dems should be voting for them to implement it again, stop and frisk, because come November, while you're pulling a lever voting for your favorite Dem, they will be using a lever to pry your front door open and fucking rob you, okay? While they Instagram each other on their Boost mobile phones. Yo, where you at? Yo, I'm at this bitch's house that voted for Elizabeth Warren. Yeah, she's got a shit ton of stuff from the DNC in Vegas. Boy, did I pick the wrong fucking house. Bloomberg and Sanders have also been running in a feud, playing out mostly on Twitter. You know, Sanders is on Twitter. Sanders doesn't know. Bernie Sanders calls Twitter the telegram with a bird. He doesn't know what Twitter is. He's 107. You really think Bernie Sanders is like, oh, I gotta tweet this. Hold on, hold on. What font should I use? What do they call the Clarendon? What do they call the filter? What filter should I use? Die. Yeah. Hey, look, new bag of diapers. YOLO. Okay. As Sanders rises to the top of nearly every national polling average and Bloomberg eagerly attempts to knock Sanders off that perch, that's another bird reference, in the past few weeks, Bloomberg has disavowed parts of Sanders' fervent fan base, often referred to as Bernie brothers, as toxic, and he should, while the Sanders aide incorrectly accused Bloomberg of having a heart attack. Now, what Bloomberg had was stints put in his neck, you know, so he could spend money more rapidly. What Bernie had was a full-on fucking heart attack, okay? Not unlike the people that are voting for him will have when they finally realize free healthcare isn't free. Do you understand that? Free healthcare isn't this thing he thought of, and no one else is allowed to say, what if we just give healthcare away? We will, because everyone will pay fucking tax dollars. Let's say that you were so healthy years ago, you didn't have healthcare, because what keeps you healthy? Whiskey at breakfast, because you're not gay. You wake up and you have whiskey at breakfast. I was going to have eggs. Eggs? What am I, a fucking chicken? Thank you. I'm Gina Viscani, and I'm running for the bathroom after this because I've been drinking 4 hours. All right. Because here's the thing. Let's stop right here, okay? I did work. I have a picture. Show them a picture. Show them the picture I have of the Democrats' votes. Show them. This is how it plays out right now, okay? See, you got Bernie, you got Bloomberg, Biden's toast, we'll get to him. Warren, that lovely bitch, Klobuchar, fun to say, Buttigieg taking up the rear. Anyone? Anyone? You'll get thank you, because he's a queer. He likes stick. Because right now, while these votes are spread out like Buttigieg's ass cheeks on prom night, they're all over the place. But as more and more people will drop out, and they'll have to cotton to a voter, in case any black people are watching. They'll have to cotton to a voter. And you know what? You really think they're going to go to Bernie, who's two sneezes away from being in a coma? My guess is they'll go for Bloomberg, who, what did he do? I can't think of what he was doing the last decade. Running the fucking state of New York and frisking black people so they don't shoot us. As opposed to Bernie, who last time I checked may have franchised the Ben and Jerry's in Vermont, and even has a flavor named after him based on his idea. This might not be bad. That people, you know, based on his idea, that people can, I'll tell you one. That people can think free healthcare is completely free. That is called chocolate chip cookie dodo. Dodo, because you're a fucking retard if you think healthcare is free. And the name makes a lot of sense, not only because of the idiots, but because when you think about the whole plan is appealing to who? Chocolate chips. Chocolate chips. You get it? Colors. All right. And the black vote, speaking of that, you know the thing that everyone thinks, creepy Joe Biden, this is why they think Biden's going to win. And I even know this, and I live on this shit, because they think that Biden is going to get all the black vote. He's not. He was going to get it at the beginning when everyone's like, when the black people that didn't want fucking Trump to win. Why you would want a guy that fucking has black unemployment at an all-time low, and that's the first time I said black unemployment in the same sentence. I don't know why. Wrong? God damn it. First one, I'm behind. Why you would want to have the guy that has your employment, why you wouldn't want him in office, I don't know, but here's the thing. So they All we're going to vote for Biden. They're all going to vote for Biden. And then they have the thing in Iowa because what better? I mean, the system is broken. Do you understand? Like if Trump didn't prove that, like when he just walked in with a big bag of money and he's like, look, I like grabbing women by the pussy because I want to be the most alpha male in the world, and the most alpha male in the world would grab a woman by the pussy, and you probably want me running the country, not a crazy bitch who stole the election from a Jew. Who steals from Jews? Hasn't been done since Hitler. And you can't top that guy. You're not going to top Hitler. He left with souls and teeth. So, it's not true? Is that not? I'll check again. So, everyone was going to vote for Biden, but now all these black people realize he's not going to win. He can't win. So he went from having 53% of the black vote, 53 times 8, 4.5 people. He went from having 53% of them, because they don't vote, to... Look, people, when you saw the skateboard dildo in an ass, what did you think I was going to be reading Tolstoy? Is that what we thought? So when they realize, now they're realizing Biden is not going to win. So they're pulling their vote from him. So they're voting for anyone else. And that's the thing. So, and now after he got butt fucked in Iowa and New Hampshire, actually the DNC approved term is now he got his booty gagged. Let me explain how clever that is. He got his booty gagged. His numbers dropped from 52 to 23%. People, the last time I saw that many blacks abandon something, they weren't running from Biden and taking votes. They were running from Katrina and taking TV sets. Here's my point. That's great. That's great. Admit it. Just admit that's great. And let me explain. It was a lot harder then, because they're not the light TV sets. You had these people running with the fat back TV sets, avoiding puddles, and the helicopters wanted to save them. Don't save me. This is a Trinitron. Look, he's dead. Done. Bloomberg hit back on Wednesday, or some people call it yesterday, saying there was no chance Sanders could win the nomination. He said, I don't think there's any chance of the senator beating Donald Trump. You don't start out by saying, I got 160 million people. I'm going to take the insurance plan that they love. You can't. That by the way, that's what free healthcare is. They're like, all right, now you guys don't get your healthcare anymore. Welcome to, like, I know you worked your ass off so that you can get the best healthcare because you're miserable, because you work so hard that you're going to get cancer. Like, you find a job you love, which is drinking at breakfast and doing dick jokes, you'll be fine. But that's what he thinks. He thinks that Bernie Sanders is going to get enough votes, not just to win the DNC, but be like, all right, now everyone else who likes the way the world is, I'm going to take your health care that you don't mind paying for because you've worked your balls off to raise your family. I'm going to take that. And, you know, you're just going to fucking get two dental checkups a year and maybe a fucking anal thermometer. I don't even know if the guy's a doctor. It's what it says on his van. That's what you're going to get. So the former New York mayor has poured millions. Okay, page up. And if he is the candidate, we will have Donald Trump for another 4 years. You're going to have that. Can I stop and say this? And again, please feel free to shout out three drunk people. Like, when you want to get a job, okay? Like, do you show up and say, well, you know, I'm better than the fry cook you got here at Denny's. You want me? No, you say, look, dude, I've been a fry cook all over the fucking place. You know, I'm good. I show up on time. You know, I don't fuck the wait staff unless they're asking for it in an alley where no one can hear them scream. That's what you say, right? All these people are doing is like, you can't win an election by running on the platform, we don't want Trump to win, because he's gonna win. I know this.
Yes, we do.
All right. Said the former New York mayor has poured millions, and that's another thing. He does commercials every other fucking day. Do you understand that? He's going to do a commercial tomorrow. Like, you know, like he's like, hey, do you stutter in debates? I want your vote. And they'll show clips of him stuttering in the debate. I'm a hobbit. The girl didn't like my dick jokes. Okay. Who has poured millions into the race since the former Vice President Joe Biden, whose polling numbers we talked about have gone down quicker than Amanda did for these tickets, since Bloomberg, she's a whore, since Bloomberg entered the race, also got in an early shot at the former mayor. The mayor makes an interesting point. And by the way, Bernie doesn't look good when he makes fun of people. You know what I mean? Like, you know how, like, when someone young makes fun of you, you're like, you got me, right? But when your 80-year-old grandpa says something, you're like, oh, dude, he's all colicky. He must have the shits or be constipated. When Bernie says something mean, he just looks like an angry old person. Is that who you want repping the country? The former mayor makes an interesting point. The fact of the matter is he has not managed this city very, very well. I think he was writing a term paper and he had an extra fucking 10 seconds. I'm going to say very a couple times. I got the time to kill. When he was there, he had the stop and frisk throwing close to 5 million young black men against the wall, and it worked. And by the way, I don't care what anyone says about stop and frisk. Like, when they caught you with a joint, this is the fact, like, they started to make, like, having a joint legal, because they would frisk you and you wouldn't have a gun. You'd have a joint, and the guy'd be like, oh, so you were just going to get high here on the street with your friends and not shoot or rob anybody? Carry on, Leroy. All right. So Biden said who has recently been irate from ads from the Bloomberg campaign that suggests the former mayor and former President Barack Obama had a close working relationship. No, I'm sure that didn't happen. I'm sure when you're running the city of New York, you know, 2 years after 9/11, I'm sure you don't need to have a close working relationship with the president. I'm sure that's a lie. Biden's onstage remarks followed up on a digital ad released by his campaign, one of oodles, that attempted to dispel the notion that Obama supports his candidacy. Several Democratic candidates, including some who are no longer in the contest, accused Bloomberg of buying his way into the primary. He did. He did. He did it well. He let you guys beat up on each other in Iowa again. Just the melting pot, the hot button of what's going on in the country. And then Gobbler's Knob in Nevada, in New Hampshire. He said, I actually welcomed Mayor Bloomberg to the stage. That's Senator Amy Klobuchar. Would you? Klobuchar's hotter than Warren. If you have to fuck one of them, right? And not Buttigieg, because he's all in. If you have to fuck. If you have to fuck Elizabeth Warren, right? Or... Even Amanda made the face, right? You want to fucking put her in a headdress and pow the wow out of that poon? Right? Do you do that? No! No, thank you! You fucking stick it! Show me a picture of Amy Klobuchar. Oh, and that bowl fucking haircut. Look, here's what you do. You fucking get Klobuchar with that fucking haircut, right? And you put one of those Dutch fucking hats on her, like Dutch Wonderland. Oh, it's fucking great, right? And then you fucking just stick it right in her potato roll. You don't do that? You wouldn't do that?
What do you think of which one has the better pubic hairstyle?
Who? Okay, I'm betting Klobuchar still grooms. Oh, God, Warren is just pleased. That's a whole wigwam going on in that Indian bitch. I don't want to go near that. Anyway, Klobuchar, here she is. Look at that. Oh, yes, you would, Spence. Yes, thank you, D-Man. Yes, you would. Look at that. Oh, right there. And fucking finish in the turkey neck. Finish right in the old finish in the turkey neck. She's got my vote.
She looks constantly disappointed, so it would feel like home that, for me.
I have an erection. That's the look I get from women. Oh, well.
Really?
We paid for the room. Yeah, well, we paid for the room. Amy Klobuchar has been told many times to wait my turn and step aside, and I'm not going to do that now. I don't think you look at Donald Trump and say, we need someone richer in the White House. No, we don't. I say we don't need anyone else in the White House. On Twitter earlier this week, Warren previewed her fight line in comparing Bloomberg quite starkly to Trump. She said, it's a shame Mike Bloomberg can ply his way into this debate, but at least now primary voters curious, not Buttigieg, he's bi-curious, about how each candidate will take on Donald Trump can get a live demonstration on how we each take on an egomaniac billionaire.
End quote.
Thank you very much. Another dig at Bloomberg. Look, the Dems are going to get fucked twice. I'll say this. I've said it before. And I will say this for the 8 billionth time. One, thank God Trump is president. The country's in great shape. Two, more people care about politics than ever. Obama was president for 8 years. 8 years. And I was like, I don't care. It's fine. And I'll say this again about work. And God bless you three. Like, what do you guys do? Spence, what do you do? Right. Okay, so you're a garbage man. How about you, Sweet Tits? What do you do?
She
just fucking, that's good stuff. You get a job, you fucking, you're recession proof. Find something you love, whether it's picking up garbage, and I'm talking about you, picking that garbage up. Find something you love. The more you love something, the more you do it, okay? The more you do something, the more you do anything, the better you get at it, okay? The better you get at anything, the more you can get paid for it. And I promise you, you will never care who's president. You will never fucking care about anything other than doing what you love, and you will get paid for it, okay? Now, when fucking Obama was president, I didn't give a fuck about Obamacare. I didn't care about any of that shit. I'm like, oh, good, he's a president. Well, dude, when he got nominated, elected the first time, sat there and watched, flew out to Oregon with my crazy ex who's fucking a Jew and married to him now, and I'm sure she's happy. Die! And I was happy about it, right? And I let it go. I let it go. But But that's how the country was. It's like you didn't care what he did. You knew he was running the country. But now everyone cares. Everyone, Trump makes everyone care. Fucking the boss was talking about it today on his show. He is selling out fucking football stadiums in the Midwest of people that want to come see them. Fucking, they said it. Fucking, Biden can't sell out a cafeteria. He can't. Fucking, they're handing out. You're not, no one, you, no one's, they're not excited about you because you don't make us excited about the country. And last time, they fucking let Hillary Clinton, and this is why it's fucking them twice. Hillary Clinton stole the DNC from Bernie Sanders, stole it. Then arrogantly, after she was fucking, after it came out that whoever fucking, you know, sent her the questions in emails for the debates before it ever happened, she was so arrogant, she hired her for her campaign. So Bernie's angry, and all the people that got fucked that voted for Bernie are angry. So now they're getting a healthy dose of Bernie, which is fucking everything up. He won't win in the end. Bloomberg will, because he'll buy it. And for two straight fucking times, they will get fucked by someone who bought the election. And then they'll get a double dose, not what you're thinking after, because he did take you to see the Statue of Liberty. A double dose of this shit, because you know what's gonna happen? Then fucking then Bloomberg is gonna fucking lose to Trump again, because he's just a guy that has a shit ton of money, but when push comes to shove, Trump's a good fucking president. And that is Gino's political take. Huh? What do you think of that? Any questions?
Well, are you finished?
Gino Biscongue? You guys like doing this, don't you? You like when I'm here.
That was pretty good, but you were hitting the pencil a lot, so we're going to have to do it over.
Okay. I'd fuck it, Klobuchar. I love when people like stop tapping the desk. Watch something else. You're breaking my fucking heart. You're breaking my fucking heart. That is how I talk. Now, sports. I like sports. Hey, someone, while we're doing this, check the Boston College score. I might have not Boston College, they don't even know, I bet. Buckeyes. I might need the Buckeyes to win by three or more. Might have $100 on them winning by three or more over the Hawkeyes. Ah, the cheating scandal. Everyone fucking thinks it matters. It doesn't matter. Dave Ortiz weighed in finally, okay? He called fucking Mike Fears a snitch. Okay, fun story. The person who's finally speaking out on the Astros sign stealing, he's telling it like it is. Now, people have weighed on this in so many ways. From the Braves' Nick Markakis, who said the Astros deserve a beating for what they did. I liked Yankees slugger Giancarlo Stanton, who his was the best. He's like, if I knew what pitch was coming, I would hit 80 home runs, you queers, right? But the best answer comes from a guy who barely speaks English in Red Sox legend David Ortiz. He said this of A's pitcher Mike Fiers, who was the whistleblower. Hey, here's a fun thing.
He is a little ass sucker.
Yes, thank you. Here's a fun thing. When there's a whistleblower who actually has fucking evidence, you can name him. You can name him by name. That's what went on in this. This guy, Mike Fiers, was the guy that blew the whistle. So, like you see, they don't have that. When they were doing the impeachment, they didn't have a whistleblower. They just had a guy that you weren't allowed to call. Yeah, this guy was a guy that played for the Astros when it all went on. And he basically, after he threw a no-hitter on the Astros and was part of the sign stealing, got traded to, I fucking forget, just scroll up, to Detroit or something. So he was the one that squealed. And this is what fucking our boy Poppy said. And if you don't know Big Poppy, he's very Spanish. I'm mad at this guy, the pitcher who came out talking about it. That's what he said. And let me tell you why. Oh, after you make your money, after you get your ring, you decide to talk about it. Why don't you talk about it during the season when it was going on? Why didn't you say, I don't want to be no part of it? Because you speak English. So you look like you're a snitch. Why you gotta like a snitch? I know some people that are snitches and they get stabbed at bars in Cuba. Why you gotta talk about it after? That's not my problem. Why nobody said anything while it was going on? Ortiz says he did not understand how no one understood him. How nobody in the Astros clubhouse spoke about earlier the cheating schemes being developed in Houston. Then he went on. The Houston Astros, I know they put themselves in a situation, and I just still don't know how come nobody was like, that is wrong. I just don't know how no one say something about it. He talks like this because he has more holes in his torso than he has words in his vocabulary. That, yeah. But see, the thing is, he gets more of each depending on which country he's in. Let's say he's in that fucking crazy animalistic jungle of, where was it? Haiti, Nicaragua, the Dominican Republic, where they stab you and then they say, oh, I thought, this. Did you see when they stabbed him? It's so obviously he did something. They're like, yeah, we thought it was this other guy. And the other guy looks like me. It's like they basically basically said, yeah, we want you to stab Gino. And they look at Ortiz like, yeah, we got him. We got him. No. Either you hired a blind hitman or they wanted to stab Big Poppy. Okay? So then he goes on, during, not after, I was in the clubhouse for a long time and never anything like that comes up. I could listen to this guy fucking, I mean, he does to the English language what the doctors did to his colon. They resected and took a lot of it out. Now, they're going to have to deal with that for a long time because it's not only a situation that involves players, you're talking about the whole franchise. Firespin, the 2017 World Series champion Astros, pitched for, before leaving for the Tigers, and he now pitches for Oakland, where careers go to fucking die. Ortiz, who's a special assistant to the GM for Boston, he's like a black George Costanza. Do you realize that? That's what he is. He's also a broadcaster for Fox, said he thinks Rob Manfred is receiving too much criticism for his handling of the scandal, saying he doesn't agree with him getting heat. All right, I don't need to fucking talk like him anymore. Keep going. I don't agree with him getting all the heat. Blah, 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 blah. Everyone passing the ball. Me no likey. How much for sucky fucky? Ortiz continued his defense. That's not. I might have put my fucking laundry here. The Commissioner Manfred has been legit since day one. Keep going. I'll tell you. Keep going. Are you fucking kidding me? How are you losing fucking 18 to 30? No one gives a fuck about my money. Are you out of your fucking mind? God, please tell me at some point our boy is watching this show. Tell me Malice is like, what? Is that a sports score on my show? Oh, this is why people beat their wives and I'm single. All right, keep going. That was fucking gold, what you just did. Keep going. People need to let him do what he thinks is bad, blah, 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 blah. All right. Now, people often ask me about my thoughts on the sign-stealing scandal, and I tell you what I told them. No one cares. It's baseball. Do you understand? It's fucking baseball. And it isn't cheating if you don't get caught. And if you do, you're just the one that did because everyone is doing it. And I'm really good at this speech because I use it all the time with my exes. You just have to replace stealing signs with dick pics and Manfred with anal. But the balls part works across either fucking argument, okay? That was worth the scrolling, wasn't it? All right. Oh, yeah. What was my point? No one cares. And Manfred doesn't need to dole out punishment because, believe it or not, baseball is still one of the age-old sports that polices itself, okay? Classy point. Did you see the people in Vegas place the over-under? Did you see this, Dave? At the number of Astros that will take a ball to the head this season at 83.5. That's 8 better than Madonna's personal best of 74 in the 90s. I fucking tripped on. I was in such a hurry to get to that stupid joke, I tripped over my fucking tongue. I couldn't wait to get to my stupid Madonna sucks dick joke. It's a part of the game, and what people are missing, and this is my real problem with it. This would have never happened if instant replay wasn't ruining every fucking sport. Do you understand this sign-stealing scheme? And I know you're gripped by this, Amanda. It originated because in the stadium you have a replay booth now where you're allowed to sit and watch the fucking game and see every pitch and steal the signs and then relay it to a fucking Mexican with a giant pencil and a garbage can. They don't have pencils. A giant fucking bat and a garbage can in the clubhouse. Without that technology, it would have never happened. So don't sit there and say the game's fucking awful now, and the Astros, this is what a buddy of mine said, and it almost makes sense what he said. Well, they should fucking suspend every fucking player on the team and make them play with minor leaguers. The Mets do that every year. We don't need that, okay? We don't need that. Just let them fucking play baseball. They learned their fucking lesson. Once again, two stories, and we're just about out of time, aren't we? Are we out of time? How are we doing? I don't care. We're doing this. This is great. Let me tell you what athletes should be doing in the offseason. Browns offensive tackle Greg Robinson. He was arrested at the border of U.S. and Mexico, not near the wall, for having marijuana with him at a checkpoint. Okay, let's play a game. Fun game. How much marijuana? How much marijuana do you have? How much? Come on. How much?
Pound.
Okay, how about you? A half pound. How about you? 3. 157 pounds of marijuana. Now, I want to call him a dumb ape, but I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna call him a dumb ape. Because even an ape is smart enough to know that 5 pounds of marijuana is more than enough at a checkpoint. Okay? This, according to a presser, here's my joke for my sports sheet. In fact, it wasn't a joint. The amount he had would have had several of your joints aching. All right, just keep going. This, according to a press release from the Department of Justice, saying that Robinson had 156.9 pounds of marijuana in his car. Now, athletes are stupid. Do you understand? This is not, didn't even have to write a joke for this. This is how stupid he is. At what point in your life, and do you understand how much money you make even as an offensive tackle on the Cleveland Browns? Enough that you don't have to fucking smuggle 156.9 pounds of fucking marijuana across the Mexican border. According to the DOJ's release, Robinson and his former Auburn teammate, Quan Bray, Q-U-A-N-B-R-A-Y, let's play a game and guess what color he is. I didn't even say really dark black. I didn't say very mulatto. I didn't say grade 10 eggplant. I said none of those things. And yet, and a third man were approached at the Sierra Blanca, that means white, the only part of this story, checkpoint station. A canine unit smelled something in the car. Yes, they smelled Jamaica, which led to an inspection that revealed the nearly 157 pounds of marijuana in several vacuum sealed bags inside. And where did they hide it? Where do you think they hid it?
On the roof.
On the roof is incorrect. Dave? In a cargo bag, just in a duffel bag in the fucking cargo area of the trunk. Wasn't even concealed. It was in a bag marked vacuum-packed marijuana. That's what it... The Border Patrol also found 23 mason jars, a can sealing machine, an electronic scale, $3,100 cash in Quan Bray's pants. Is that $3,100 in your pants, or are you just a retarded fucking drug dealer? Brian Robinson faced 20 years in prison if convicted, but for what it's worth, even if they both serve the full time, they will not miss one opportunity to play in a Browns playoff game. There you go. There you go, people. That is a little Gene-style nightshade while Michael Malice is out. What do I say here?
Sweet, wet dreams.
Suck a dick, Seattle.
Big girls. I hope they don't have diabetes. You look really familiar, Mom. You must have a television.